of 7 o'clock in the morning.
Brad, joining us now in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is former Hartford City Councilman. Hartford is always first in his heart, Mike McGarry.
Yes, and there are flowers all over town, or there will be. Michael, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, boys. I'll tell you, it's glad to talk about flowers when I look out my window here, I'll tell you.
When did you come up? I mean, you know, this is your reputation. And all of a sudden, Hartford becomes so beautiful with flowers. When did you have this idea, Michael?
Over 20 years ago at Mayor Mike, we went to Ireland. And we drove around and saw flowers everywhere. So I turned to Mike and said, Mayor, look at this. Hartford, it's so boring. Look at Ireland. At that time, Ireland hadn't hit the Celtic Tiger yet. And some towns were like 50% unemployed. I said, if they can afford to do it, we can. Well, we came back and started over 20 years ago, and Mayor Mike said to me, Mikey, it's your job. Well, I didn't know what to do with it, I know. It was my wife that came up with the idea of putting those big pots out that are all over town now.
They're beautiful, beautiful.
And the first year was to honor veterans of the 50th anniversary end of the war, 1995. And we had, like, you know, Private John Doe, you know, Guadalcanal, on these pots all over the city. That was the beginning, and now, of course, they've been here well over 20 years. Out of that came the tours that we do, Hartford Blooms Tours. The first year, we did Ashley Street, the old street I used to live on years ago. We had 14 landscape designers help and a bunch of us guys and gals. We did 32 gardens in the neighborhood, and one day, May 1st, I don't know, 7 years ago or so, and that turned out great. Then we did a tour the next year with the West End. Then Pedro, Mayor Pedro, came and said, Mike, do the whole city. Gulp. Well, we did. And that was 4 years ago. So this is our fourth year of citywide garden tours. And we go everywhere, we do everything. This year the focus will be a little different. We're doing 2 days at Colts. You know, that's coming along great.
Colts, you know something? Not only is it historic, you know, Colts Park, but it has become one of the best in the East, no question about it.
Well, you get up in the dome. This year we'll have another. You get up in a dome and you're walking in the footsteps of Sam and Elizabeth Colt.
Yeah.
And you feel it's mystical up there in the dome. And then either the ranger or me or somebody tells you the whole story of the Colt Empire. You can look out at the huge Colt Park and point out where the greenhouses were, where the wheat fields and the big ponds like little lakes were. And all this, and in your mind, here you are back in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, this is the day the woman was yesterday, I guess. Well, she was the one. He was the entrepreneur and got it all started with her. But she lived for over 40 years after he died and did wonderful things in the city of Hartford.
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to get our traffic and sports, and then we'll be back with Mike McGarry, Hartford Blooms.
Okay, 16 minutes now after 7. I'll tell you, this is a story. This is a story. 16 minutes after the hour, and let's check and see how the bumper-to-bumper crowd is doing.
The Talk of Connecticut, Bouvier Insurance Traffic.
Heading from West Hartford into Hartford because of a two-car crash near exit 46. You're backed up to exit 42. Use caution there. Police are on the scene. So far, we're not seeing any delays heading into Waterbury on 84 or 8 or into New Haven on 95 or 91. I'm Gary Lee Horn.
It is 17 minutes after 7. Very special guest, Mike McGarry, what he and his family started and what has happened with his flower show. You know something, Mike? When I was talking with someone, this was maybe two or three years ago, about this. You know, I said, you know, just what do you think about? I met some folks, and I said to a guy, what do you think about all these flowers? What do you think about the Colts? He said, I think about Wyatt Earp.
That, you know, the Gatling gun was made here in Hartford.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Larry Dooley and his crew over there. There was two or three failed developers before him, and he's taken it step by step where the vast majority of Colts is done and the rest of it's planned. So that'll be 2 days of Hartford Blooms. Then we had 5 days of different neighborhoods. And the fifth day, the Friday of that week, we're going to do a lot with the Parkville area. Arbor Street, Bartholomew, that whole area. It's really wonderful. If you've never been over there, they have a design center, which is open only to the pros in that business until we have these days where the public can go through 20,000 square feet of stuff you can't afford. You know?
Michael, how many, you know, it is amazing. You know, when we see the flowers, you kind of take them for granted because it's been so long. But it is just, it brings Hartford alive. It is a picture that you got to see, and it makes you feel good.
We've encouraged people to do things in their front lawns and around. I had a group from Willimantic a year ago or 2 years ago. They said, this can't be Hartford. I took them through the West End. So I said, this is not what we see on TV. I said, well, you don't see the right stuff on TV. They went through the West End. Some of the streets in the West End are as fine as any street in the United States. Woodside Circle is terrific. It's just unbelievable when you go through Woodside Circle. And Oxford Street and the rest of them. And the South End, oh, there's some great. You've been to Cedar Hill Cemetery, I hope, just to visit.
Yes.
You've been to Cedar Hill.
I'm not there yet.
That's as great as anything in the country. Well, anyway, this year we're going to do 9 days, a weekend, a week, and a weekend. The second weekend will be Elizabeth Park and other beautiful homes in the West End. So it's easy enough. If people are interested, we have a website, of course, Hartford G D G D N Garden, Gary, David, Nancy, Hartford.gdn, and explains it all the places we're going to.
How long does it take you to put this whole show? And it is a show. It's a flower show. How long does it take you to put it together?
I start first of the year, and I set up for the flower show. Now, that's a lot of work, the flower show. You've got to set up. You've got to be there 4 days and break down. Luckily, I have Knights of Columbus that help. I got a bunch of guys, the Knights, that really put their time and effort in. They, thank goodness when we broke down the show, put two trucks and four or five guys, and take a deep breath, and somebody else did the work. But, you know, we were at the flower show, and a tremendous interest. I guess about 500 people stopped at our booth.
Wow.
And we gave them material. And we did sign up quite a few people that day. We sign people up, and they get to hop on a bus or go on their own if they want, all over town. Now, the beautiful thing about this is we produce a beautiful booklet. I'm talking beautiful. Andy does a great job. And that booklet can be used anytime. Now, 4 years ago, we did Ashley Street, where I used to live. I've seen people, just last week, walking down Ashley Street with this book that's 4 years old.
Wow. You
know, looking at the houses and reading the descriptions and looking at every one of them on that street, because of Nina, has a little talk in the cement, a little description of who owned the house way back when, what he did, like, you know, John Smith, builder, 1889. And you go right down the street and you see all that. Pretty cool.
This is Michael McGarry we're talking to, and he was a councilman, but he started something in Hartford years ago that has really, really developed. It's just magnificent, and you've got to see it. And you know, this is something that we haven't thought about, or we don't think about something like this. What was the motivation when you started, Michael?
Well, I lost a son, and I lost a good friend, Peter Harvey. And thinking of them, it was part of it, you know. When you go by the Cathedral of St. Joseph, which they're doing some work on now, you see these big white pots that were given to me, I don't know, a dozen years ago or so. And every year the Knights dress those pots up as an honor to my son who died and Peter Harvey.
Wow.
We do different things. Like right now we got, because it's this type of weather, we've got like little Christmas trees in them. But you'll see for Easter, they'll all be dressed up with Easter flowers. And then we'll do the front of the rectory in front of the, some work around the chancery. And the new elevator. Have you done the elevator in St. Joseph's yet?
Not yet. No, I haven't.
Well, they spent $5 million on an elevator in bathrooms in the rear, which was the parking lot of the cathedral. because they have a lot of problem with elderly getting in. They had this big ramp, but that's hard, you know, for people to get up. So now they have elevators in the back of the cathedral. We've taken group after group through the cathedral, and Julie, who's our decorator, floral decorator, boy, does she do a great job. So we take groups all the time. I just took 110 people from Warren, Massachusetts.
Wow.
On a tour during the flower shows. It's tough to do, right? Squeeze it in. We had 110 people from Warren, Mass, and we took them through the cathedral, and we got to see the, because of Peter, our sacristan, we got to see things you don't normally see in the cathedral, that private, very private things, but with a group it's fine. And I do that quite often. I do tours of the city. It's kind of for fun and good for the city, and occasionally there's a few tips involved which help, you know. But it's it's such a wonderful, beautiful city.
Michael, you started telling the story before getting back to the Colts about how Mrs. Colt lived 40 years after her husband died and the contribution she had made. I want you to finish that thought, if you would.
Well, the Wives of Bethlehem, of course, was a huge beneficiary, and they have the whole Colt collection. The statue that you see on off of Wethersfield Avenue,
yes,
she built that in honor of her husband. And it's the big statue is him as he died, and the little statue is him doing the seven C's as a young man, carving a repeating pistol.
Really?
The Church of Good Shepherd is still in business because of the Colt fortune. To this day, the Colt fortune helps keep that open. Armsmere is still, you know, I have a joke when I take people around. I say, Armsmere is a place for priests' wives. Everybody looks at me. I said, Episcopal, you know. That's what it was for originally. It was for the clergy, when they died, they left their wives penniless back then, I guess. So the Colts had a home for Episcopal priest wives.
No
now
kidding.
It's a women's home now, and the people live there in comfort, very safe, and it's a really wonderful place. So all this is coming together. This year there'll be this young man, Andrew, will be he'll be the ranger there all summer long. So there's going to be all kinds of things at Colts, starting right away, I guess, but especially with Hartford Blooms. You'll be able to learn a lot about the Colts and see things you wouldn't normally see. But this year it's inching toward being a national park.
You know, Michael, when you think of Hartford and the history, when you think of Mark Twain, I mean, went to church, you know, right across the street.
Sawmill Congregational Church.
That's right.
The Church of the Holy Speculators.
That's where he went to church on Sundays, and then he used to take a walk with the pastor, and then, of course, you got the Colts. So much fame in this city, and sometimes today, we forget about it because people don't talk about it anymore. They do once in a while in schools, but it was such an historic place and such a contribution. When you think of the authors and you think of the stories that were written right there in Hartford.
Well, Bill Hosley says we have $1 billion worth of Victoria Island in the city, from Cedar Hill all the way to Mark Twain and everything in between. And we really don't sell it. It's a shame. And I'm pushing that now as part of what I do. I'm trying to put together some publications and things and information so that maybe we'll gather together. I guess the new leadership at the chamber, the Metro Alliance, and I think the mayor now understands this, and some of our state reps understand it. We are the best we've ever been for visitors. We've got great hotels, great restaurants. Downtown is as clean and safe as anywhere in the nation. With the Business Improvement District, they have guys out keeping an eye on everything. You have the Parking Authority with guys out keeping an eye on everything, and, of course, the police. Downtown is very safe, very clean, and we got all kinds of stuff, but we're not promoting it.
And, Michael, you know who else? You've got young couples moving back into the cities. Some of the beautiful buildings that are being built and have been built are all full. They're moving back to the city.
Yeah, let's give CRDA some credit. There's a little controversy about they can override zoning and they can have some special tax deals. But CRDA has done a marvelous job two ways. One is taking these old offices, like 777 that was empty, and making them into apartments. And yes, they're all full. Also, what it's done is it's eliminated the override, the extra inventory in office space, making the other office space worth more money. And if that's worth more money, it has added to the grand list. So CRDA gets a lot of credit for doing that. They're pretty quiet about it. They don't blow their own horn much. But CRDA is continuing to do these things all around the state, leading to a political thing. Dan and I have been talking about this. This kind of stuff should be discussed more.
Absolutely.
The CRDA success in Hartford, under the Smith-Pacioselli report that just came out,
yep.
They've talked about doing that in other cities. But have you seen that reported? No, it should be. So these are things that are coming up, and they all tie into selling the city the way we've been talking about. And I think that in the next year or two, you're going to see that movement again to sell the city, and Hartford Blooms is part of that. Now, that's one of the reasons I do this. You know, it's kind of a hobby, and there's a little benefit, but not very little to me.
We got just about a minute left. Give us the dates again.
Okay, it's going to be June 9th through the 17th, weekend. And people can easily get it at, again, Hartford Garden, it's GDN, Hartford, you know, GDN.
Well, we'll talk more about it as we get closer, Michael.
This is great. This is wonderful that we've got this in the city. God bless you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, Mike, we'll talk again. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
We got something going, I'll tell you.
Yep.